if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over. Just a little
over. I'm not sure that I understand exactly what you mean here now. If
you were telling somebody to go to the grocery and get something for you, you'd say, it's not the next block, it's just a little bit or...
Oh, beyond or over.
You say, beyond that or something.
Yes. It's over a street or half block or block, something like that, beyond a certain point.
If you are traveling and you have not finished your journey, but you wanted to before you stopped, you might say that you had what to go before you could stop. If it was going to take you quite a while, then you say, I had...
Take a break. A stopover, a rest period.
Before I can go to sleep tonight, I have a what to go. If you have 1,000 miles, then you say you have a...
Well, as a rule, when I have a distance, I always travel, man. I'd always go, I'd always make it, because if I had to stop and rest, a moment or so, a half hour or so, just take a break, eat, and to get something to drink and a refreshment of some kind. Just relax, get out and limber up a little bit. This type thing. That's the only.
Would you ever say you have a long way to go, or would you say I have a fur piece, or what?
Oh, no, I never refer to that. It's either a certain number of miles or a certain amount of time with me.
Yes. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, I can find that just about...
In the dark. With my eyes closed.
If he slipped on the ice or slipped somewhere and fell... This way.
Back.
Uh-huh. And how about if you fell that way?
On your all fours. That's what we usually think. If you fell on all fours, that means the hands and feet going in opposite directions.
If I ask you if you went fishing, and I said, did you catch any fish? You say, no.
You're likely I wouldn't.
Have you ever heard the word nary? Used N-A-R-Y, nary a one?
Yes, yes, I've heard. Oh, yes, that's colloquial.
Do you use that yourself?
I don't remember having used it. Maybe I used it when, at some time in my earlier childhood, perhaps, but not a one is my expression. Mm-hmm. Oh, he got away.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
haven't done anything wrong.
Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
If you have a good yield of wheat or soybeans, you say, we raised a big
crop.
To get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you have to
clear.
That a word that you use to call the second cutting of clover or grass, that is the...
Kind of a, almost like recovery. Huh? I know that I heard the term used last year, because we were talking about hay out the farm. They would cut it, you know, and grow back, and then they would cut it again. This was the second growth, as far as I know, that's all it was. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the proper name for it.